Chapter 6, Catching a Burglar. "A rat in my pantry!" screamed Mrs. Johnson. "Marmalade! Marmalade!" The three animals in the attic froze. Marmalade looked at Cecil. Cecil looked at Roger. "I need to go downstairs," said Marmalade, "and I should slither back to Eric's room." "I'm Cecil," said Cecil. "And I should be," Roger began. Suddenly, Roger did not know what he should be doing. His happiness slipped away. There was nothing more for a detective rat to do. Suddenly, Mrs. Roger screamed again. This time, her scream was louder. "Help, help, we've been robbed." "This sounds serious," said Cecil. "Roger, Cecil," said Marmalade, "please come with me. It sounds like the Johnsons need help." After some fussing, Cecil agreed to ride on the cat's back in front of Roger. "Don't let me fall off," Cecil warned. "This cat is slippery." "I won't let you fall off," grunted Roger, pushing the heavy snake up on Marmalade's back. He climbed up and gripped the snake's neck with his back legs. He held onto the snake with his front paws. It was hard not to slip. He pretended he was riding a horse. Marmalade dashed for the living room. They heard a babble of voices. Marmalade stopped at the door to let Cecil and Roger slide off her back. Roger and the snake hid in the hall and peeked through the doorway, careful to stay out of sight of the humans. This is what they saw. Mrs. Johnson was crying on Mr. Johnson's shoulder. She was saying, "Mama's jewelry! Gone, all gone!" Mr. Johnson kept saying, "It'll be okay, honey. At least none of us were hurt." Eric stood in the middle of the room. He was staring at the empty space where the television had been, a few wires stuck out of the wall. Roger looked across the glossy wood floor. He saw something. There were big muddy boot prints right by the empty television stand, and another set by the open window. It was a print he had seen before. His mind went to work. Where had he seen muddy boot prints earlier that day? He remembered he had seen prints in the mud by the creek. The track in the mud was the same as the track on the Johnson floor. That meant that sometime that day, the burglar had crossed the creek in the woods. Maybe he was still in the woods. Roger's eyes lit up. It was a problem, and he was good at solving problems. "Cecil," he whispered, "I have an idea. I'll need you and Marmalade. Let's get the cat to come over here, and I'll tell you my plan." It took time for the cat to notice Roger. Marmalade was busy purring and rubbing her head against the Johnson's legs. Finally, she saw Cecil and Roger waving to her. She came over and sat down by them. "What's up?" she whispered. Roger thought it was a silly question, yet he did not want to be rude, so he answered, "Up is the opposite of down." "No, no, no," said Cecil. "By saying what's up, the cat is asking you about your plans." "Oh, my plans. I think I know where the burglar is hiding." "Where?" "I saw the same wool prints in the woods by the creek today. I don't know if the man is still there, but it is worth looking. Since Marmalade is the fastest, she should go look." Roger told the cat where to find the prints. "In the woods." Marmalade slipped out the cat door. While she was gone, Roger told Cecil the next part of his plan. If the burglars are still in the woods, we need to get the Johnsons out there. But something they want. But the Johnsons will only follow an animal if it has something they want, he said. Cecil nodded. They want you, Roger pointed out. So if they see me running out with you in my mouth, they will follow us. Ick, I'm not going in your mouth, hissed Cecil. Fine, I'll hold you in my paws. Marmalade can meow so they see us at the right time. But I want to do more. I want to scare the burglars back towards the Johnsons, said Roger. How can animals scare humans? Cecil flicked his tongue. Easy. Humans ran away from snakes. I am only a snake, but Eric's friends are still scared of me. Roger was thinking about what Cecil had said. He said snakes, plural, more than one snake. If only there were more snakes, we could help them. Cecil was also thinking about snakes. He added, now a really scary looking snake is the king snake. Red and yellow stripes, danger colors. Most people think it is bad. And it is big. Whenever I get out of my cage, I like to visit the den of king snakes behind the house. How many are there? About 12 or 15. One time I said to them, Roger did not let him finish. Do you think they would help us scare away some burglars? Cecil narrowed his eyes. He did not like being interrupted. Perhaps if I asked them as a favor, Marmalade crawled back through the catdoor. Her orange fur stood on end with excitement. The burglars are still there, Roger. They're counting boxes, but they have a truck loaded with stuff. It looks like they might leave soon. Then we need to act now, said Roger. He turned to Cecil. It is time to ask your friends for that favor.